Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mickey Usups, and this is Wayne Pike Now, a weekly public affairs program about the people, places, and issues that shape our community. Today, we're talking about sports. I'm actually in White Mills in the old Chromatube factory, which a portion of which is going to be turned into the sports factory, hopefully in just a couple of months, I guess. And I'm joined this morning by Jerry Lynn and Steve Pinto, who are partners in the sports factory. They're also involved in their own individual sports training and skills development programs, and we'll talk about those as we go along. I want to welcome both of you to the program, and I'm really excited. I'm on the road today. We're actually inside of the building where you guys are going to have your facility. Steve, we'll start a little bit with you. You've been involved with a baseball and softball training program for a long time, and you're bringing that here to the sports factory. Talk a little bit about how you and Jerry came to be here in White Mills.
I've run Pro Prospects Training Center in New York for about 20 years. A couple of years ago, I moved out here. We opened a small satellite facility here in Honesdale, and Jerry and I got to know each other. We had a common athlete. We talked about, as we got to know each other, the possibility of maybe doing some things together, just for convenience sake for our athletes, and maybe be able to tie in some of our programs. We have a strength and conditioning program and Pro Prospects, and that would have been something that would have benefited his soccer athletes and some things that they do that would benefit us. So we talked about, maybe down the road, if circumstances allowed, that we could get together on something.
And now, Jerry, you're involved with the TAS soccer program, a travel soccer program that's based, it's kind of been based in the Waymart area, or here in Wayne County. You came to town 2012?
We started in 2012.
Right.
I've been here for about 7 years.
And that's a kind of a similar program, but you actually have teams.
Correct. We have teams that travel outside of the area, hoping that the athletes can be recognized by college coaches for potential play in the future.
All right. And really what I've learned from talking with you guys since I came down here this morning, this really is about creating a large and collaborative single point of contact for athletes, at least in the sports that you deal with, baseball, softball, and soccer, to offer them sort of a continuum of resources, care, training, and all that kind of stuff, to really develop the full athlete in a variety of ways and kind of bringing a lot of people in. Physically here in the building, I guess we'll stick with Jerry Lynn, you're the director of TAS, is that how you would describe that?
Correct.
You're going to have soccer fields here. Describe a little bit about what you're going to be able to provide for more than 100 athletes already working with your program.
Correct.
And potentially some more.
We'll be able to provide additional training they wouldn't necessarily get at the rec and high school programs, which are a very important program to the community. But for the athlete that wants more the rest of the year, we'll provide that service. We bring coaches in from local colleges, coaching specialists for example, goalkeeping. We offer the opportunity to get trained either one-on-one in a small group of four or in a team format where you have the option of traveling with teams to multiple states. So your competition level is always changing, competition style is always changing. It's just a great experience for the kids all around.
For kids who have really gotten focused on that one sport they really enjoy. And that's really kind of the cool part about this, that you guys were able to come together and take advantage of some extra space here at the old Chromatube factory. There's a woodworking business. What was his name? You told me
Rudy Shemitz.
Right.
New Wave
Woodworking. He's been in Honesdale. He purchased the building, but he's got a whole lot of extra space here.
One of my athletes, his dad, is friends with Rudy and mentioned that he had taken the building over and thought it would be a good thing if we met and kind of helped make that meeting possible. And Rudy and I got together and talked, and Rudy is very, very important for Rudy to be able to be involved in something that gives back to the community. And he really loved the idea. He said, well, I can't build furniture for everybody, but I can provide an opportunity for you guys to do what you do. You work with local kids in the area, mm-hmm. and thought that would...
And helping them build and find opportunities as athletes.
Absolutely.
That's an important part of the program. And we'll get into that in more detail. Let's talk about the sheer size. This is a really big building, almost 120,000 square feet overall. You guys are going to be using 35 to 40,000 square feet.
Right.
So the space here is going to involve fields for your TAS soccer group. That involves turf and curtains, pretty much. Is that right?
We want to offer a variety of sports here. The idea here is to create potential for young kids to try different sports. And if they enjoy that sport, get additional training they wouldn't get somewhere else. So we are speaking with programs now about coming in from field hockey, lacrosse, of course, baseball and soccer is involved. But we're open to anyone to give us a call, mm-hmm. and look into use of the space for whatever the sport is that they are behind.
Now, there's indoors, which we talked about, the 35 to 40,000 square feet, which will also include some ancillary spaces, some like support spaces, not the least of which is a little reception area, a small cafe, you know, somewhere you can get a little something to eat while the kids are at practice or play or whatever it might be, and some other services, which we will get into. But you've also got the out of doors here. There's 16 acres that you have access to. And I think just about anybody listening, if you've been in the area for any period of time, are familiar with the old softball field or baseball field here in White Mills. You guys have plans for that outdoor space as well. That's going to be revitalized as part of this project.
We do, yeah. First step is to bring that old field back. And Pro Prospect will be using it for camps and clinics and some outdoor training. But also it was really important to all of us, Rudy, Jerry, and myself, that when it's not used, that some of the local rec leagues would have the opportunity to still take advantage of that.
We were just out there looking at it, and it's all overgrown now. And I remember going to many a tournament, whether it was a women's softball tournament or a men's baseball tournament. That was a hub. It was an important piece of infrastructure here in the community that's really kind of been grown over. And this project is going to kind of just bring that right back to life. It's a regulation-sized soccer field, but you're going to mark it so it will be useful to other sports that you mentioned.
It'll be multi-purpose. Again, you can take the field hockey and lacrosse training from indoors and also add camps outdoors for that this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So just about any sport, again, that we find wants to commit to training the athletes here, we'll line the fields, make the fields appropriate so they can use them outside also. And I feel it's important to mention that some local companies, such as Leroy Construction, have offered to come in and get involved and help to revitalize these fields.
Oh, wonderful. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk about each of these individual programs, because I think the details that are involved in what you guys are doing is important to how this whole project is really going to kind of flesh out over the next few years. I'm Mickey Useups. You're listening to Wayne Pike Now. Today, we're talking about the Sports Factory in the old Chromatube factory in White Mills. Most people from the area would be familiar with it. I'm here with Steve Pinto and Jerry Lynn, who are principals in the Sports Factory, but each in their own right operate youth sports development and training programs for their various sports. Jerry, you've been involved here in Wayne County since 2012. You started the program that you're involved in back in Connecticut some years ago.
We started the program in 1989. I had coached college for a number of years and then got in to help a local friend's high school program. And we started training the boys to travel to get them seen by colleges. And next thing you know, we had three high schools from the area who wanted to join the program. And so we did that for 10 years. We had a number of boys move on to Division I soccer. When I came here, I had no intentions of doing it again. I thought I was going to sit back and relax, but my kids doing recreational soccer, started coaching the recreational teams. Some parents asked me to help their kids privately. And next thing you know, I was taking two teams on the road. That very first year, a number of the parents said, how about doing it for my son who's in high school, my daughter who's in middle school? And we jumped from two teams to seven teams within a matter of a year. Jumped from 27 players to, I think we're roughly 120 now. And I think what they saw was that when we got them outside of this area where soccer is still relatively new, there's a really competitive level and there's a number of different styles. And then all of a sudden, a few of our kids started to get phone calls from colleges. Simply because of the location where we are, this small little corner of Northeast Pennsylvania, you don't get as many opportunities or as many eyes watching you from college. So now we spend the summers traveling, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Connecticut, having the kids being seen. And this year I was contacted by, I think, 14, maybe 15 different colleges.
Yeah.
We were contacted regarding seven girls this year and five boys at the high school level with potential opportunities to go on to play college.
Wow.
Where we have some playing now from Pennsylvania.
Right. Excellent. So, that's great. And you'll be able to expand somewhat here at the Sports Factory?
We're going to add the U8 division to start off the kids who are younger and really enjoy soccer. We've already hired some new coaches. We will be offering goalkeeper coaching, which is kind of a more skill-specific training. And we are going to expand as far as some new destinations for travel. I'm looking at Ohio for this year for the kids to be seen there. And now we'll have the opportunity here to host our own indoor tournaments and to host our own outdoor, hopefully eventually, it'll take some time, college showcase tournaments. Have the college coaches come here.
And now that's actually an excellent segue to Steve Pinto. You're involved in Pro Prospects. And what Jerry's talking about in terms of helping kids connect with, you know, colleges is an important part of what you're doing in your program. Talk to me a little bit about what Pro Prospects does with baseball and softball players.
Well, the large majority of what we do is one-on-one training, some small group training. We're going into our 20th year next year. We've been in New York, moved out here to Pennsylvania a couple of years ago. It's skill training for the most part. The athletes that have the aptitude and interest to be able to move on to college. We have full college recruiting services. We have a partnership with Prep Baseball Report, which is a national scouting service, and we run exposure events with them and individual player evaluations. Players can come to us and get evaluated and get video footage.
For this recruiting program that you work with?
Prior to this, we put over 1,000 players in college programs, and we've run upwards of 150 college showcases. We have a lot of players that come one-on-one where we help the student athlete and the parent kind of walk them through the recruiting process, and we're there for guidance throughout the whole process. That's a big part of what we do on the college end. And this relationship with Prep Baseball now gives our athletes this comprehensive national exposure. Prep Baseball Report says they have over 450 college coaches that subscribe to their service. This past year, we've run 5 college exposure events. We have a player cap so that everybody gets a fair look, but we've probably had over between 250 and 300 college athletes attend the events. We have 30 to 40 athletes that we're currently working with and helping them, giving them individual guidance and help them find the right athletic and academic fit.
Which are really important to their success. No matter how good an individual player you may be, the program that you get into, the academic and athletic program that you get into, the school that you go to, are all a big part of that eventual success.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is that, you know, the vast majority of our athletes, we've had probably upwards of 100 athletes that have trained with us over the last 20 years that have gone on and gotten paid in some form or fashion to play baseball, professional ball. But we've also worked with over 15,000 athletes, and last year we probably trained about between 700, 800 athletes, and they don't all go on to sports careers, but they become productive members of our community. Sports in general can be a great building block, and that is really where the exciting part for me, that it's not just baseball and softball. That is what I know, and that's my passion. You know, with what we're doing here, there's a lot of different sports, a lot of different programs coming in, and there's a benefit for a lot of kids in the community.
Looking at it from a community perspective, from what both of you were talking about, whether these young athletes go on to be professional athletes or to be particularly successful in college, any way you look at it, we're looking at the future Little League coaches, rec soccer coaches. They're never going to set that passion for that sport completely aside. Even if it doesn't become, you know, a way that they make their money, this is going to be an important part of their life that they're going to go on to share with the community. One of my nieces is involved in Jerry's program with TAS, and she's working as an official for the little kids in the rec program.
Correct.
So the day will come when it's her turn, it'll be like, oh, I'll coach the team, you know, and that's how it'll start, because she'll have that experience knowing how those practices were run, how those things were being taught, breeding our volunteer coaches of the future, if not our, you know, Division I athletes and professional athletes.
Yeah, you know, for some student athletes, sports can help pay for their college, or maybe if they don't get a scholarship, it can be part of that experience. You know, mm-hmm. At a certain point in time, you can no longer kick a soccer ball or hit a ball with a stick. You know, the lessons, the life lessons from sports, they stay with you. You know, that's a big part of this.
When we come back from our last break, we're going to talk about what I think is a really neat aspect of what we're going to be able to do here in the Sports Factory. And that's working with a lot of other disciplines that can really help to maximize what these athletes can do, as well as make sure they're properly cared for. I'm your host, Mickey Useups. You've been listening to Wayne Pike Now. I'm here with Jerry Lynn and Steve Pinto, principals in the Sports Factory. Each of them run their own sports training and conditioning and skill building programs. Jerry works with TAS, which is a soccer program, and Steve works with Pro Prospects, and he's directors of those programs, if you will. And he deals with baseball and softball athletes, male and female in both cases. Am I correct? Great. Now, we've been talking about what you guys are going to be doing here in the part of the former Chromatube factory in White Mills. There's 16 acres that you are also going to be able to develop, and we're going to talk about that and some of the cool things that are also going to be going on in this building. In our last segment, we were talking about, you know, what each of you are doing. But with the Sports Factory, you're able to bring in and work directly and closely with other disciplines and other professionals to help your students. Let's talk a little bit about that. One of them, I know you've got ProCare Physical Therapy coming in. They're going to be part of your program from the very beginning.
Yes, they are. We're excited to have Christina Wolf, who's going to be the director of ProCare. Our vision for this place is always comprehensive training and treatment. You hate the fact that they get injured in sports, but it does happen. And when it does happen, just to be able to have somebody on site who can see them, somebody we can communicate with, that we can have a full conversation with, that we can get the relevant information back. We have some relationships with some local orthopods. Everything is full circle. An injured athlete can get seen, can get the help that they need, and then as they phase back to training and to get back on field, everyone can have a complete conversation, and we're all in the same building. We can all talk about what should be done, what shouldn't be done for the benefit of the athlete. And that was a big, big part of this.
The idea of bringing them back into the game as quickly as possible, but at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And getting them back in practice, doing the things they're capable of doing without re-injury. There's some more space even than you'll be using right away.
Yeah.
That's going to help you guys be, more comprehensive in terms of what you're able to offer, but also to offer more, and I guess Jerry, I'll talk to you about this, offer more for the families, because these are kids that are mostly dropped off, essentially. So eventually, when you're able to finish the back part of the building, if you will, right, based on where some people will be coming in initially, you're going to be able to provide a much more comfortable space for the families.
Not just families, but even more for the athletes. Our goal is to be recognized as the premier sports training facility. We're going to provide fields for games, indoors and outdoors. And we're going to provide more additional treatment over and above the physical therapy for the kids, sports massage, that kind of thing. But for the parents and the kids, we're going to provide a complete lounge area so that the mom doesn't have to sit in the car with the heat running. She can sit in the facility, see her kids practicing soccer, baseball across through the glass window of the cafe area. We've talked about having a facility available where they can either get some tutoring for, say, SATs, PSATs, have a study hall area, because many parents today with their busy schedule can't get the kid here on time, and they have a safe place to study. They would have the cafe. Additionally, Steve's arranging through Steve Gamma, who was a former strength conditioning coach with the Kansas City Royals, to have strength conditioning training. So maybe that athlete who is with lacrosse can come in an hour before after school and train with Steve Gamma. So they don't have to come for their one specific sport. We're going to offer a variety of things for them to help them develop in that sport. And that includes the academic aspect,
sure,
which is important for going to college too.
You can have all the recruiters you want, but if you can't make it, you can't make it. Now, since you guys kind of announced your plans, people have been reaching out. They've been talking to you about maybe other things that they can offer that you can get involved with, like other sports, for example.
Yeah. It's been amazing. Since we announced, the reception has been fantastic. We've been approached by a lot of different people that are involved in health and wellness. We're looking for people that share the same vision that we have, programs that can kind of cross-pollinate. Steve Gamma, it's our strength and conditioning arm, Athletic Symmetry, they will be here for performance training for all sports. But we have a martial arts academy that we are going to be bringing in as well.
Now, we got a couple more minutes. Let's talk about outside. The refurbishing or the revival of the baseball field, putting in a soccer field. There's a lot more land back there. Jerry, you were talking about some other interesting things that could go on back there.
We've got about 16 acres to develop. We'd like to have at least 3 soccer/multi-purpose fields, again, lined for lacrosse, field hockey, and soccer. Additionally, 3 baseball, softball fields. There's an area we want to build as a large sand pit to do sand soccer for the summer for fun for the kids, recreational soccer, as well as offer leagues in sand volleyball. The opportunities are endless. We just have to figure out how to use them all. I'm sure we'll come up with some more ideas of some more things to do. Again, if people call in and say, I'd like to get involved and have this sport here, and they give us something else to build on, we're open to just about any program there is.
And how would they get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach us at our new phone number, the Sports Factory, 570-352-3801. And that's probably the best way. Or they can go online, sportsfactorynepa.com. And they can email us. Starting December 1st, they can come down and visit us here at the Sports Factory. We're also going to be having an open house and grand opening on December 12th so that people from the community can come down and they can meet our family of services. They can meet ProCare Physical Therapy and all the other sports entities that are involved here and see what we have to offer.
And get a look around.
Absolutely.
I know you said there's been a lot of people curious and just stopping in and kind of telling you stories from when their dad might have worked here or grandpa.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Not a week goes by that I don't get approached by somebody who has an attachment, their family, and it's just amazing how this building and this area, how many people have memories of it.
It had a huge impact on the community, and now looks like will again.
Yeah, we're hoping for that.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I thank all of you for tuning in. Drop by again next week, and we'll talk some more.